June is bike month.
I thought every month was bike month in Canmore.
Exactly, exactly. And in Banff too. Banff doing a lot to celebrate bike month. You can get all the details at banff.ca/bike month. You attended a recent cycling presentation.
Canmore Business and Tourism every month has their Lunch and Learn, which is a really great opportunity as a business to both network and listen to a talk that's going to inform you about stuff. There's also parts of that event where you really do get connected and informed about what's going on.
And you get to eat some good food too.
Yeah, at the Canmore Golf and Curling Club. Sarah Renner with Paintbox Lodge, probably well known as well being an Olympic medalist,
yeah,
was speaking about bikes and her business and being bike friendly and bike month in general. One of the things her and her husband Thomas Grandy have done at Paintbox Lodge is really embrace biking. They're one of the only hotels, and they're a boutique hotel that is right downtown. They really want people to come and park their cars and never get back in them. So they offer their guests bikes. They themselves bike to and from work. They bike for their errands. They have given their staff $250 each, full and part-time, to spend on bikes. And this is really key for Canmore. The more of us who work downtown, who ride our bikes as often as possible, the less cars will need to be parked. Thus, the easier it will be to find a parking spot.
And I think that goes for Banff as well. Something else bike-related and sort of an embracing the cycling culture thing is the Rome public transit buses, the regional buses, have now installed inside bike racks. So they've taken away a little bit of seating to put three space racks right inside the bus. And I think this was to meet some sort of demand.
With the Legacy Trail, the fact that you can bike that trail to and from Canmore and Banff, and then there's also a bus, means that you can just do one way. But if you can't find space for your bike on the bus, and there's so much biking on that trail, we're going to beat our records on the Legacy Trail again this year.
Mm-hmm.
My bike doesn't fit on a bike rack because I got a townie.
It will fit on one of the ones inside the bus.
It will go inside the bus.
There you go.
I was like, woo, woo. Like, this is great news for me because it was something I thought of doing, but I was like, well, I can't fit my bike on the rack. And then to see people commenting that this is a misuse of space,
yeah,
or somehow not appropriate.
The Rome Facebook page, there were some comments. I noticed they were mostly from people who were like transit workers from other parts of the country or North America that were like, what are you guys doing? Why are you taking away all this seating? I think it's a unique local need, right?
You don't ride our buses. Yeah. You don't know what we need. Thank you for your opinion. I think that we can handle ourselves.